Jenna Bush, Possessed by Demons. With Bush on Crack Radio, I'm Wolf Blitzen. Bush on Crack Radio has learned that 19-year-old Jenna Bush, daughter of President-elect George W. Bush, was hospitalized for demon possession yesterday. Jenna was admitted to St. David's Medical Center in Austin, Texas yesterday evening after she reportedly began projectile vomiting and spinning her head a full 360 degrees.
I've never seen a case of pop culture possession like this, Father.
Nor have I, Father Damien.
How in God's name did this happen?
It started 2 weeks ago. The little girl,
Jenna Bush,
here listened to a commercial rock station and developed an unhealthy obsession with the Spice Girls. Especially Ginger.
Ugh.
Ginger.
Be quiet.
After a while, she started putting up posters of NSYNC in her room and listening to that Summer Girls song by LFO. You know, the really annoying one that you can't get out of your head?
Horrible.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Shut up. Go on, Father.
2 days ago, her mother walked in her room and found her doing unnatural things with New Kids on the Block dolls.
Saints preserve us.
Yeah.
If we hadn't reached her in time, she might have started getting into 98 degrees.
I want my MTV.
You're not getting it.
All right, let's review what we've done so far. How close are we to defeating the powers of darkness and converting her into a regular KFGC listener?
Well, yesterday I started her out on some light Brian Eno, and then I played the merman for her for about 3 straight hours.
Mm-hmm. How did she respond to the treatment?
She gobbed on me.
Ew.
So then I tried some Jack Kerouac spoken word for her, and she became very disturbed and told me that my mother likes to with a shoehorn.
I see.
She does.
Shut up. And now I'm giving her a new age transfusion by playing this loop of Tubular Bells from the Robert Emmett Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show.
Excellent. Have you given her the holy water? The algae-infested holy water from the water cooler at KFJC?
Yes, I gave it to her 2 hours ago.
And?
How in God's name did this happen?
Though anonymous sources say the Bush daughter has uttered a constant stream of obscenities through her stay, hospital sources will only say that the power of Bush compels them to remain silent on the matter. For the latest news, visit www.bushoncrack.com. I'm Wolf Blitzen.